The Council of Women and Traditional Leaders has called on the National House of Chiefs to expedite action on the implementation of the representation of women at all levels of the House of Chiefs. According to the coordinator of the council, Nana Amba Eyaba, it is high time women representation made efforts to enable them to take part in deliberations on issues affecting both men and women in traditional governance. She was speaking at a Deborah in Accra to mark the 10th anniversary of the Council of Women Traditional Leaders. Linda Goji has filed this report.
Though the 1992 Constitution defines and guarantees the role of chiefs and queen mothers, earlier attempts to fight for a statutory recognition of women at the various levels of the houses of chiefs proved futile. The Council of Women Traditional Leaders were happy when the president of the National House of Chiefs declared that women representation will be recognized in the house. The coordinator of the council, Nanamba Yaba, however, expressed worry that since the declaration, no effective implementation process has been initiated.
When the issue of women's participation was raised, the response was that the queen mother was a step below the chief, and therefore, once divisional chiefs were not allowed into the houses of chiefs, queen mothers could not be admitted there. At the last constitutional review conference, the president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor John F. Nabila, made the long-awaited and expected statement that women traditional leaders would henceforth be allowed representation in the regional and national houses of chiefs. It is the hope that the implementation process would be expedited to enable us to deliberate on issues affecting both women and men in traditional governance.
The president of the council, Mamaga Amegaku.